Welcome to the Technology and Intelligence Briefing Podcast, brought to you by the Commercial Division of the National Association of Realtors. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. In this program, a conversation with Rob Hammond. Rob is a senior advisor for Sperry Van Ness, Florida. He represents investors and sellers looking for commercial properties. He specializes in the sale and leasing of office, industrial, vacant land, and investment properties, and he has recent experience with marina properties. Rob represents Verizon Wireless Cellular Sales in South Florida. Verizon has expanded, and Rob's helped them to find locations for 10 new stores and expect several more in the near future. Rob continues to be listed on the FDIC Contractor Preferred List of Brokers to divest of properties. Rob served a tour of duty in Japan with the United States Marine Corps, where he was a member of the Far East boxing team. He resides in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and is an avid boater. Rob, thanks for joining us on the Commercial T&I Briefing Podcast.
My pleasure.
Rob, we're eager to hear your story about the transaction, but before we get started, you have to tell us something about the Far East boxing team.
That's a pretty short story. I played football in high school for a nationally ranked team in Indiana. While deciding where to go or if I was going to go to college, I realized I'd be better served and instead listed in the United States Marine Corps. And as the old recruiter stories always go, which are rarely true, I was told we have a semi-pro football team you can play for while in the Corps. And as I got there and arrived in California after boot camp, I soon came to realize that they had a flag football team. Didn't really suit my purpose. So thus, having some boxing experience before in the PAL League, I tried out and joined the Marine Corps boxing team, which was a great experience in traveling the Far East, meeting other people from other countries while I was stationed in Iwakuni, Japan.
So did you win any tournaments?
I was 10-3.
Not bad.
So not bad at all.
But you went into another knockdown, drag-out kind of an industry in the commercial real estate sector.
Yes, but not really having any experience in it. It's only been in it a few years. I'm glad I've done it, and I've heard the horror stories from the past. I haven't gone through the boom time, so for me, I don't have anything to compare it to. So when everybody is complaining, I don't have anything to compare that to either. So it's all good.
The company is firmly committed to the use of social media, and you have an exciting case study about selling a commercial property where social media had a role in the transaction. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I wasn't a big user of social media for the most part because I never tried it. But after seeing and hearing of some deals getting started, how Sperry Van Ness has really taken a hold on it, and pushed, and I've seen some deals push along and get done by it with the help of social media. I'm a firm believer nowadays. The background on it was an office building. There's a bank building in Jupiter, Florida, on the main road, Indian Town Road. It was a 16,000 square feet corporate Class A bank building built by a very prominent developer. Only using the finest materials, craftsmanship. It was like walking into a high-end estate mansion, if you will. And I noticed it was sitting there vacant for some time and started making inquiries as to the status, as I knew I had a client or several clients who would be interested in this building. So I started the research, finally learned that the FDIC had taken over the bank. Another bank took over the loans and deposits. And the FDIC was in charge of divesting of the property. So every day, endlessly, I called several times a day to try to get through to the right people, the decision makers who can make the situation and tell me what I needed to do and take the steps to try to buy this asset for our client. Finally found out the property was one with the FDIC had a service provider, so I started to call that company. And I just felt I wasn't not getting anywhere. It was a tough road. So that's the point where Twitter provided the most usefulness. We were relentless in pursuing getting to the right people, but we just didn't get the right answers. So I went to Jerry Anderson, who is the executive managing director of Sperry Van Ness, and told him the situation, the frustration of having buyers for an asset that we can't get any information on. And he sent out a message on Twitter detailing there's a buyer willing and able to buy a FDIC property, and then no one would respond as to the direction to take to get it done. Well, within a few minutes, Jerry started receiving messages from the FDIC, from the service provider, from other interested parties, and that led to getting the process started.
It's pretty fascinating that Twitter actually lubricated the process more than trying to make the phone calls and use the traditional tools.
It just goes to show, I think, that the social media and Twitter gets to the decision makers, and nobody likes to have out there that somebody's not responding, be it the front line or people that are manning the phones, whatever. So it got to the right people to get the ball going.
So once you got their attention, what were the next steps that happened in the process?
Well, we finally, Barry Van Ness, myself, we finally received the assignment to divest of the asset for the FDIC, and it went on for quite a while trying to get the appraisals. Do they require, two or three appraisals? We finally got to that point. We put it out for market after they got the appraisals, and there were multiple offers submitted, several over the original asking price. Then got to the point after several months of getting all the offers in, which there was a lot of interest in the building. It was put out for final and best offers, and the deal got done.
So in the end, the transaction got completed. How long did that process take?
Successful from getting the listing to getting it closed, sold, that took about 5 months, from about end of January till May, at above the asking price.
So now that the deal's been done and the building's been sold, Rob, what's the buyer going to be doing with the building? Can you talk about that?
Yes, we just recently, this week, we signed a long-term lease with a national bank who's going to be taking the whole building for a regional office. So with the help of the social media, we got the listing, closed on the sale of the building, and then was involved in leasing the 100% of the building out.
And what are the most important takeaways that you got out of this process?
Without any bearing whatsoever, it was, one, social media. Two, using that to your advantage to getting the word out. And three, just being very, very consistent and don't take no for an answer and keep making the phone calls until they give you the assignment.
And the social media aspect of the process was a surprise to others?
I think it was. The people who called in from a result of Mr. Anderson's tweet were surprised that the process was taking long and that it was bogged down in some aspect. And so they quickly rectified it.
So now does that make you change your approach to using Twitter and other social media tools? Are you going to be using them yourself or still relying on the EMD to do that?
No, absolutely. Me and my team are firm believers now. Other business that we're getting from the social media, how we're getting some of our deals out there, how we're being known, heard of, absolutely be doing all we can with social media.
And it also requires a little bit of tenacity, right?
It's something you have to put on your to-do list, do every day, and make a conscious effort, and it definitely pays off.
Well, it's a good story, Rob, and we certainly hope that more NAR practitioners make use of it. And as we know, social media helped get Betty White her spot on the Saturday Night Live show, hosting the show. So if it can remake the career of Betty White, it certainly can help sell real estate.
I would like to have half that success.
You may not get on Saturday Night Live, but you may close some more deals.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for being with us on the podcast, Rob.
Thanks again.
Thanks for joining us for another interesting and informative T&I Briefing podcast from the Commercial Division of the National Association of Realtors. Join us again for another program in this series. And until then, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.